for the personal level, we can use the data to show or achievements, like using the chart to show my fitness progress or the academic performance, which can clearly show the effort and the result. And also people can use the data to manage their budget, making a table or a graph for the monthly expenses and clearly understand how much you spend on like your insurance, grocery store, the shopping and the online bills, something like that. You can make a clearly plan for your expenses, which is a very good, this is a very good storytelling point. Right. And for the business level, the company can track the performance data, like the sales, customer satisfaction score, and the market share. This will help the company identify their market trends, customer behavior, like the opportunity, and to avoid some risk.
Welcome to another episode of Innovation Insights, where we dive deep into the minds shaping future industries through innovation, creativity, and groundbreaking research. We believe that innovation happens in all aspects of life. I am your host, Dr. Yolanda Sanders, and I'm excited to bring to you another insightful conversation. Today, we have the pleasure of hosting Jian Yu, an expert data analyst and a consultant with Innovation Insights. Jian's expertise in data analytics is truly intriguing. He holds a master's degree from Iowa State University and a bachelor's degree from Central Michigan University. His expertise spans from Python to SQL and Tableau, and also his skill set includes data visualization, sediment analysis, statistical analysis, and time series analysis, among others. I'm really excited for us to talk about how we use data today with him in telling your own stories because of his background. During his tenure at Ping An Insurance in China, Jian honed his ability to enhance systems and optimize data for actionable insights, creating Excel spreadsheets and reports for stakeholders, and managing insurance renewals with meticulous action to detail. Academically, he has excelled in projects like the Persia Paint Login System Design and a sediment analysis project leveraging both Python and Tableau, showcasing his technical versatility and analytical prowess. Jian's accolades are a testament to his dedication and talent. He ranked in the top 10 of the 2020 SAP ERSPM's competition and has been consistently recognized on the College of Business Administration Dean's List. His commitment to societal impact is reflected in his regular contributions to UNICEF. And with this blend of technical expertise, strategic thinking, and a drive for continuous improvement, Jian is not just poised to tackle complex data challenges, but to also inspire others with his work. Jian, we're just thrilled to have you join the Innovation Insights podcast. So welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so thrilled to also be able to work with you on the Innovation Insights team. You bring such important talents to the team and skills. And so I really look forward to us exploring those more today and sharing with our audience more about data, because sometimes when you hear the word data, it scares people.
Yeah, I know.
And big data is even scarier. So I'm so glad to have you here. Could you start by telling us a little bit about your background and how did you get to where you are now, and what sparked your interest in data analytics?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for your kind words. First, let me say thank you. I really appreciate having me in this event. It's my great honor to be part of your Innovation Insight member. I'm so excited to share my experience, my opinion, and my stories. So about me, I finished my bachelor degree from Central Michigan University, majoring in business information system. And then I received a master degree from Iowa State University, College of Business, majoring in management information system and minoring in statistics. During the summer 2019, I was an account manager at Ping An Insurance Company, did some work related to organize the customer information, connect the customer, and create a report to the stakeholder. And the reason why I choose this field, the data analytics, this is a very interesting story. So when I graduated from the high school in China, before I study abroad, Lily, my current wife, me, and some of my other friends take a long time, had a long talk about our future career goal. So I raised a question, is there any major, any fields that covers most of the fields? So I think it's a good decision to be able to choose the major where many fields are covered. So someone say like engineering, education, and someone say it's marketing. So after the discussion, finally, most of us think the major of the about the data is the good choice. As long as it's relevant to your customer, your company has the data information, so you will be involved in this field. So that's why I select this field of the data analytics at the beginning. So this is a little bit about my background and what sparked my interest in data analytics. Yes, so fast.
You are so smart to do that because data and numbers help tell stories and help people understand. And data, as you said, is in every field and also in every person's life too. So as we are working with customers and clients, being able to have data and numbers are important in telling stories. Such a smart choice. So first, would you just help our audience understand data analytics? Because I know sometimes, again, when people hear the word data, and then you put analytics with it, they just glaze over and they're like,
I know. Yeah, sure. I've got actually the practical application of the data analytics can be found in wide range of the industrial. For example, in the retail industrial, so data analytics can help company understand the customer buying behavior and their preference, and then develop more effective marketing strategy. So in the healthcare industrial, data analytics can be used to predict the disease and personalize the treatment plan. And in the maybe financial field, the data and data analytics can be used in risk assessment and make an investment strategy. So I will define and describe the data analytics as a process of the extracting useful information from the raw data and use the statistical, mathematical, and computational tools such like the Excel, SQL, Python, some this kind of the software. Anyone can get started with the data analytics. And this process is like the detective work, whereby the carefully analyzing the clue, which is the data, and we can reveal the story and the pattern hidden behind the data. For example, if your boss give you a mission, so collect all of the information about our employee. So the first thing we need to create an Excel worksheet and then create a column like their first name, last name, date of birth, address, some basic information about the employee. And then your boss want to know who's date of birth between January and maybe April. And or what's the gender distribution in your company? So you can use the filter tools in the Excel to filter the date of birth or create a pie chart to see the proportion of the male or female. So actually, this is one of the simplest way to do the data analytics. So the data analytics can be applied in a variety of the field to help better understand and improve our work and life.
That's a great example and a nice one that many people can relate to because you know, you're working with someone, you have a company. I was just thinking too, I work with a lot of faculty and graduate students and thinking that, okay, if you had a spreadsheet with all of your publications or your research, then you could also be able to pull some data and say, this is the type of journals, this is the amount of, Google does this already, but the amount of citations I've had in this article or that article. Yeah. So it could help tell those type of stories too.
Yeah, this is a data collection.
Yeah, that's great. I love data. Your academic background is really impressive. And being ranked in the top 10 says a lot about your ability and understanding. And I can tell that you understand very well. You have high ability because you're able to explain data analytics at us, you know, a level I can understand at least.
Yeah.
So how did your education shape your approach to data analytics, both at Iowa State and Central Michigan?
Yeah, that's a good question. So at Central Michigan University, where I earned my bachelor degree in information system, I built a solid foundation, learned the programming, database management, and some basic data analytic technique. So this course not only made me understand the importance of the data, but also introduced me to solving the real-world problem through the data. And I participate in some small projects, which give me the opportunity to apply what I learned in the real life. So further enhance my just practical skills. And during my master's degree in information system at Iowa State University, my horizon was greatly expanded. So I learned advanced data analytics technique, include data mining, machine learning, and the big data processing. So I had the opportunity to participate in some practical research project, which made me realize the wide application of the data analytics in different fields. So for example, sentiment analyze, the project I was involved to use Python and Tableau to analyze the social media data. So this is a good way to improve my technical skills. And furthermore, during my time at both the university, I have a chance to interact with the student and the professor from all over the world. So this taught me different minds of the data processing and analyze the perspective in diversity, cultural and background setting, something. And so whatever the CMU or ISU, I solid the theoretical foundation and reach the practical experience for me.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And that's the nice thing about graduate school. It does allow you to theoretical and practical.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, let's talk about Python, SQL, and Tableau. First off, could you define what Python is, what SQL is, and what Tableau is for our audience so that they have an understanding of what each of those is?
Okay, so let me share the experience I used the Python and SQL before. So when I was a bachelor student at Central Michigan University, I attend a group project of the course. And the course name I didn't remember clearly, but the main purpose of the business project is to create a system include the customer and employee information. So we create several interfaces, include the employee login interface, new customer register interface, and the employee information and customer information input interface. So all of this information is stored as a SQL database. Let me share my screen really quick to make a brief explanation.
Okay.
Can you see my screen right now?
Yes. Yes.
Give me a second. And this is the first page of our interface. On the left side tab, you can see the logged in as employee ID, and so you can manage your customer, employee order and service. And for the next one, is the new customer input interface. So when you got new customer, you can put the customer information like first name, last name, address, some basic information like that. And when you finish, click the save, and all of the customer information will be on the chart. And the next one is, I think it's the search interface. So if you want to know your customer, the first name start with letter A, and you type A over here, and all of your customer who first name starts letter A will be on the list over here. And here is the new customer order create input interface. When you get the new order, you can input your employee ID, customer ID, the order type, the order date, some basic information. And when you click add the job and all of the information, the order information is showing on the right on the chart. Yeah, it's pretty simple.
So did you use Python and SQL to create this?
Yeah, I use Python to create the connector with the SQL database. And all of this information will be storing to the SQL database.
Oh, and I'm saying SQL, but SQL is the...
Yeah, it's the SQL. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, that's so sad. You know what this reminds me of, though? Because I've been around a really long time. And again, I do love data. So there was a time when Microsoft Access was like the database. You might be too young for Microsoft Access. Yeah, do you remember Microsoft Access? Have you heard of it? Microsoft Access? Okay.
I'm feeling...
Well, it was probably, it used to be the Microsoft Suite. And you can build databases like this. When I couldn't sleep at night, I would create little databases or organize all my books. I create a database like that. So I'd have the input, and the goal was to be able to sort and organize them all. Right. When I had small businesses, I would create little databases like this. But now with Python, why do I want to say SQL?
SQL.
Yes. it seems so much more powerful. And Tableau, I'm familiar of working with Tableau I used it with Salesforce in the past, and I have Salesforce now for Innovation Insights. So how does Tableau?
Actually the Tableau is make use your data more visible, meaningful. So I mentioned before, if you want to see the distribution, the gender or the female and female, so you can use if there is only the number, we have the 20 female and 50 male, you don't know what the proportion is. So if you can use the Tableau to create a pie chart, and you can easily to see the proportion of it. This is a question.
And
it's pretty simple and visible.
Visible.
Yeah.
That's great. You mentioned Excel also in building reports in Excel. And how does Excel work into this with these other Python and SQL? I got it right now, SQL.
Yeah, SQL,
and
Tableau.
How does Excel work with that? Because everyone uses Excel.
So Excel is the basic software to the customer, to the user, you collect their data. But there is a bad point, the advantage of the Excel. So you can store a ton of the data. And it's so hard to, for example, if your storage like the 1 or 10 GitHub, so when you open it, it even needs a long time to downloading and something like that. And if you want to see, maybe your computer will be broken down. But the SQL is a good one. So you can put all of the information in your SQL database. And when you need some information, you can directly enter your code and tell the Tableau what kind of the information you needed. And then they will just, show the information, the result. It's pretty efficient.
Yeah. That makes sense. So Python and SQL are great for the databases and building those and analyze. And then Tableau is visualization.
Yeah, Tableau for the visualization. Just the Python and was the SQL. Yeah, Python and SQL is for the, I don't know how to say, for the internal person.
Oh, okay.
And yep. Maybe Tableau for the internal person, but it can use the easy way to show their result to their audience, their customer.
Yes. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sentiment analysis. What mm-hmm. is sentiment analysis? Could you talk to us about that?
Oh, you mean the sentiment and the analysis?
I might be editing quite a bit of it.
Okay.
Sentiment analysis.
Yeah.
Try that.
Yeah. Somehow this word is so hard to pronounce.
Sentiment, which is comes down to the bottom and hangs out at the bottom of
our
spot. How about sentiment analysis? Let's try that.
Yeah. As I mentioned, one of my projects I was involved in using Python and Tableau to analyze the Twitter comment. So the professor, this project I also finished in Iowa State University. The professor provides a list of the company, maybe nearly 20 company, and we would read the company by analyze their Twitter comment. So we will know is this company good or bad? So first we use the Tableau to extract the comment, and this step we call the data collection. And once we got the comment from each company, we will do the data pre-processing. We clean the data by remove their noise, such like the special character number, the stop word, and some handle misspelling. This kind of noise is no meaningful. Mm. So we will remove all of this. So after we got the cleaned data, so we select the model to do the sentiment analysis. And then we got the results showing the comment is positive, negative, or neutral. Something mm-hmm. like we will filter the words. If the comment have the good or wonderful, this kind of the word, which means this is a positive. On the other hand, if the comment have the bad and the bad word is, this is negative. And if they, and also have the neutral comment. So according to the analyze the results, we will read each company. And finally, we use the Tableau to visualize the results. So it's easily to the company is good or bad. So we will list the 20 company over here, like using the dark red, which means this company is bad, and turning the yellow and turning the green. The green means the good company. Yeah, it's easy to visual to see. So the Python have to help us to extra filter, clean, and finally get the results from the data. And while the Tableau help us to make the data more visible. And according to the insight from the social media data, we can know the customer sentiment turned. So there is related to the specific time period. For example, if the company release a new product, we can know the customers has a positive or negative sentiment. So this is a good way to help the company understand the impact of the product on the market. And another insight point is geography distribution. So by mapping sentiments across the different locations, the company could identify which area have the high set customer satisfaction, and they can adjust their marketing strategy through the result. Yeah.
That makes sense. That social media is everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And so being able to analyze reviews, comments, things like that easily for a company is big. For small company, large companies,
great. For example, if we shop on the Amazon, so most of the time I will see the 1-star comment and what's the bad point of the product. And if I accept it, I will buy it. So it's so mm-hmm. meaningful for the customer mm-hmm. to make mm-hmm. a judgment.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I think that's something, as I'm sitting here thinking, that useful for small businesses, large businesses, individuals. It might be a faculty member, again, since I work a lot with faculty, thinking about their student evaluations, because there's comments. And so let's say you're a faculty member that you've taught for 20 some years and you have all of these student evaluations and comments. That data could be
Okay,
let's talk about you being ranked top 10 in the 2020 SAP ERSMs, if I'm saying that competition correctly. So first, could you tell us about the competition and about SAP? SAP is the software, the platform, right?
And
because I think I learned it a long time ago. At one point, I was able to use that software. Long time ago.
Yeah. And yeah. So during the competition, we use decision making because of all of the competitor. We use the same producer, same supply chain, same the raw material, and the real-time data keep changing, so we have to make a decision in a really short time period about the production, inventory, and the sales. And another one is risk management. So we implemented the risk management strategy to anticipate the potential challenge, such as the supply chain distribution disruption and the market fluctuation. And another one is market analysis. We keep observing the marketing change, like the sale of each product, and adjust our strategy accordingly. Like if the price of the raw material drop, we will consider buying more. If the marketing demand for the product is high and the price is increased, we will consider increase the production. I would say
making predictions. That's great.
Yes. Yeah, this is the kind of the marketing strategy. And except to improve my personal skills, the critical point, I think, in this competition is the teamwork and the leadership. So I learned how to effectively teamwork with my teammates and make a decision under the high pressure. And another thing is adaptability and flexibility. So the virtual market may be more flexible than the real market, maybe not. It really depends. So our team must consistently adapt to the market change. So we have to keep learning, keep thinking, and keep making a decision. And this is a good way to improve our skills. And finally, for long-term view, perhaps your competitor are temporarily ahead in the competition. So don't worry about it. Follow your own step and keep a positive attitude. So maybe in a certain quarter, your competitor's product is hot selling, but as long as your team keep eyes on the market and take a long-term view, so your team may be probably the final winner. Yeah.
I love that because you've touched on so many themes that our podcast guests have discussed. One's collaboration, leadership, working together with teams, which is so important. And then also just focusing on what you need to do, not worrying about your competition all the time. These are things that so many of our guests have said this. I realize in life, I just need to focus on what I'm doing and not what everyone else is doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a great project, and congratulations on that again.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's a big, big deal. A community service is something too that's important to you, and UNICEF is something that you've been involved. Would you talk a little bit about UNICEF and your involvement with it?
Yeah, I think I donate money monthly, not too much, but I think it's helpful. So I think I think the data analytics play an important role in pushing the social moving forward, such as in the healthcare, education, and even the financial condition in the community. It allocates the resource more rationally in the community, so they can know which part they should pay more attention and which part they need limited their budget. So something like that. For me, so contribution to the society bring me a deep sense of the personal fulfillment and the purpose. So I'm so glad to know that my skill and my effort had made a positive impact on the world. So when I see the challenges faced by the vulnerable group has given me a strong sense of the compassion and the empathy. So this inspired me to use my ability to help those in need. And on the other hand, I participating in the social project has provided a valuable opportunity for my professional growth. So working with the passionate individual and the organization deeply inspired me to continue contribute achievements for positive change. So that's why I'm so honored to be part of the member in the Innovate Insight Conference.
Oh, well, we're so thrilled to have you. And I love what you said about data analytics having a social impact, because oftentimes when we think of data and big data, we think, oh, people are using it for money, to make financial gains, to or to learn about their customers so that they can sell them more.
It's the business thing,
But to think about it in a way that data also impacts our society and what we can do.
Yeah, it is.
So
sad.
Oh, so you know, back to data and thinking about trends. What are some trends that are coming forward with data analytics? And how do you see that? We've seen how data, especially with AI.
Exactly. That I want to say.
I tell you, every day, yesterday or last night, I guess I was using Canva. And luckily, they warn you that this new update was coming. But literally, and this has happened so much in the last year and a half, is that I'm using some software and it's all driven by data and AI. And right in the middle of using the software, like literally I'm clicking buttons, I get, oh, we're updating. We have a new version. And I'm like, yesterday everything Canva was like, it's time for you to glow up, because that's what they've been
talking exactly.
about. Glow up. And so finally yesterday, while I was working on something, I glowed up and I'm like, okay. So what are the trends that you see happening in data? Because, oh my gosh, data has transformed how we're working. I'll shut up.
Never mind. It's good. There is no doubt that the AI is a good point, and the machine learning, the trend will enable the business make the smarter, the data-driven decision by advanced analytics to gain a deeper insight and predict the future trends. So for example, the EV AI function improves the auto driving become more popular. So maybe the traffic accident will become less and less in the near future. And another trend I think is the cybersecurity, because more data equals more risk. So whatever the individual or the business, is very important to strengthen their privacy and the supervision of the data. You have to keep the security of all of the data to make it.
That makes so much sense. So much. And we see that with multi-factor visualization and authentication. Those are my words for the day. It'll be interesting. So we help people and businesses tell their stories with Innovation Insight. So can you think of some examples of how you can use data to tell your business story? You told a little bit some of your previous work, but what are some other ways that a business could use data to tell their story? Or a person could too.
I think so for the personal level, we can use the data show or achievements, like using the chart to show my fitness progress or the academic performance, which can clearly show the effort and the result. And also people can use the data to manage their budget, making a table or a graph for the monthly expenses and clearly understand how much you spend on like your insurance, grocery store, the shopping and the online bills, something like that. You can make a clearly plan for your expenses, which is a very good, this is a very good storytelling point.
Right.
And for the business level, the company can track the performance data, like the sales, customer satisfaction score, and the market share. This will help the company identify their market trends, the customer behavior, like the and the opportunity, and the, some to avoid some risk. Data not only makes the personal and the business story more convenient, but also adds a credible and appeals. The most important thing is storytelling. By using the data, can help the whatever individual or business make a good decision. I think this is the point.
That makes sense. So, from your own individual finances, you know, your reviews on social media, I'm thinking about it, someone is building their own personal brand. Could they go out there and be able to pull information that's on Google about them and then use that somehow to that data to tell a story, maybe? Yeah. Something you and I, we will have to talk more about that. I think I have some other ideas. You have a workshop that you're going to do for Innovation Insights, and the title of it is Data Insights and Storytelling from Raw Numbers to Visual Reports. Could you tell us a little bit about your workshop?
Yeah, for sure. I'm so excited for my first workshop. So it's mainly divided for four or five parts. So first, I will tell the background about the data preparation and the SQL basic. And next, I will get started with the data visualization tools, like using the Tableau. And then I will get started with explain the principle of the effective data visualization, mastering the data storytelling. And finally, I will show the hands-on practice about how to make the raw data into the visual report. I will show it step by step. It's pretty clearly. This is just a basic bullet point of my workshop, so the listener can join my workshop if they are interested in that, and we can discuss it together.
Oh, fabulous. And someone will need to have, they'll need to have Tableau, right?
Yeah.
And we'll need to have Python and SQL too. We'll need to have all three. Are there free trials out there of those software?
Yeah, they have the free trial. I think the Tableau have the 14 days.
So for our listeners who are thinking about wanting to go into careers in data analytics, what advice would you give them if you're thinking about, I want to be a data analyst?
And here are some advice for just my, I recommended. The first one is always keep the learning attitude. The field of the data analytics is consistently developing, so you need to keep learning, reading the industrial blog, the news, and taking some online course to learn some new tools. So this, and attending some webinar, the workshop, to just keep improving yourself. And the another one is keep expanding your professional knowledge. Because of the data analytics, use the knowledge from the many fields, such like the statistic and the mathematics. So keep learning new skill will help us develop our career path. And the third one is combined with the practice. So only from the practice, we can continually gain the experience and it can accumulate the valuable experience for us. And then the last one, I think, is build your professional portfolio. So a strong portfolio can demonstrate your skills and your experience to potential employers. So if you need to change your position or find a new job, this is a good way to show your work. So I really hope this is the advice who will become the data, help the listeners who aspire to become data analysts can succeed in this field.
That's great advice. That's great advice. Nice and succinct and very actionable things that people can do. Yeah. Thank you for that. We asked each one of our guests this last question. Would you tell us how you define innovation?
Oh, that's a good question. So I think after you brainstorming, you can come up with some idea and make it come true. So the most important thing is the idea will help whatever the economic growth, the address the social challenge, or even improve your quality of life. In my opinion, the innovation means to keep learning, keep changing, and making something happen.
That's great. That's a great definition. I love that you have learning in there too, because that is so important. That is so important. Yeah. Oh, Gian, thank you for being here today and sharing your insights and experiences and expertise and enthusiasm about data analytics. Your journey and achievements are generally inspiring. And I truly appreciate your valuable advice to our listeners. So really appreciate having you here. So we hope today's episode has inspired you to delve deeper into the world of data analytics and recognize the power of strategic thinking and appreciate the meticulous attention to detail that drives impactful insights. Gian's journey really exemplifies how a strong foundation in information systems and a commitment to continuous improvement and learning can lead to significant contributions for both professional and societal contexts. His story teaches us that harnessing technical expertise and innovative thinking not only propels our careers, but also enhances the decision-making processes that shape the future of our organizations and our communities. So he has also shown that data should not be scary and can help us tell our individual, our organizational, and our business stories. So thank you for tuning in to Innovation Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite platform to catch more stories of creativity, innovation, and remarkable individuals shaping our world. So I'm signing off, and I ask you to keep innovating, keep dreaming, and keep making a difference.